Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. This is Ask Greg, our Penn State football and recruiting question segment. These are questions from you guys. This is a little bonus that we got Todd Sadowski from Fox 43 here to help us answer these questions. Greg, frankly, doesn't do a good enough job sometimes, so we brought in Todd's been with us all week talking some Penn State football.
I like to decide which are the best questions. Listeners ask some good stuff.
We can decide. Yeah. So we have a show that airs Friday that those guys, Ross and Andy and Bob Flounders, they hand out something for the winners, and maybe that's why we don't get the better questions, Greg.
That's right.
Maybe we need to start awarding people. We can, Todd, you can pick the best question.
Sure.
Today, okay. All right. At the end, it doesn't mean anything. It's a feather in your cap. It's not anything more than that. We will start right here. Tom from Wyomissing, PA. Since there's a big division between the East and West Conference in football, and we all know football is the cash cow, would the Big Ten consider expanding to try to even out the two divisions? Would or should?
No. My thoughts, no. I would yield to you.
No, but I think they should. If this continues, this trend continues, I think they should reevaluate the divisions. I mean, what you're looking for is to have the best championship game. And, you know, I'm really, really eager and pleased to see Scott Frost at Nebraska because they have been a really huge disappointment when it comes to, you know, adding a little cachet to the Big Ten and to the Big Ten championship game. I would love to see, you know, Big Red in the championship game, see what Scott Frost can do. But I don't necessarily think they need to expand. I think they should consider, you know, maybe changing up some of the divisional alignments if necessary.
I don't think you'll ever get them to say something like that publicly, but I have to think behind the scenes they're wondering, because power is cyclical, but at the same time, there's something fundamental and foundational about the power structure between these two divisions. I don't think cyclical can explain that. I'm excited by Scott Frost too. I think that if Nebraska can make a big stride or two real quick, it can possibly change the dynamic. They need to have somebody to challenge Wisconsin in that West division each year. And you've seen the teams or programs. I mean, there's some fine programs there. They just haven't gotten the job done. And Nebraska, I think we've mentioned on the show a bunch of times, is the key to everything. If you want to have Big Ten East West a power that's roughly equal, you need Nebraska to be really good, and so far they haven't been. I don't think expansion would be there to address that specifically. I think expansion would be there to make more money for everybody. And if it helps the Big Ten East and the Big Ten West, great. That would not be the primary concern. Alan from Glenside, who's the young redhead that stands next to James Franklin on the sideline, and what is his role?
I can't think of his name off the top of my head, and that's going to take a little bit of work. So I'll double back on that before the end of the segment. So keep listening.
Okay.
So his job essentially is, you know, James Franklin always talks about the glasses to sunglasses transition because he doesn't like contact. So one of that assistant's job is to, James Franklin wants his sunglasses instead of his glasses, trade them out. He wants a fresh towel, get him a new one. And really anything he needs to be comfortable to, you know, anything that needs to be done that, you know, James needs done, that whether it's, you know, that, whether it's something's wrong with his headset and he needs that, whether it's a play sheet that he needs or an update from this coach or that coach, this player or that player. You know, I think one thing that everyone forgets about, that the head coach has so many things to oversee on non-game days, but it's the same thing on game days, and he can't be everywhere at once. So it's a little bit of everything to make sure that James is comfortable, that he does, you know, that he has everything that he needs, that whatever he, you know, needs to get done, gets done.
I like to see the guys that control the cables and the wires.
Yeah,
always
those
a lot
are always
of cables
good.
And wires.
Why are we still using
the
those?
Coaches? These poor guys make a move, and the headset goes flying off if you're not paying close attention. Or they could be there to spot where Joe Moorhead was, so he could go and hit him in the ribs a few times,
right?
Or jump on him after they scored a touchdown.
It's every coach needs his gopher,
right?
And Alan from Glenside, the young redhead whose name Greg Pickle will eventually track down. Or is it name or position that you're looking for?
I'm trying to think of his name. I cannot think of it off the top of my head.
I'll tell you what, any question in Ask Greg that stumps him for a little while.
That's good.
That's a good question.
It doesn't happen much.
The list. That's right.
Jeremy from Pittsburgh. I think we addressed this at some point in time. Maybe not this specific question. I know it's early, but what do you make of the most recent weight room updates? We've talked about the weight room stuff, but not with Todd so much. Not looking back at the roster that was updated, the weights, the heights, the positions, those kinds of things. Lamont Wade moving to safety, Daylon Darien moving to linebacker. We didn't really get into all that with you. What has stood out to you about that?
Well, I mean, the weights, they always go up. 5-10 pounds. I mean,
some of them went down.
You know, well,
offensive linemen, defensive linemen went down.
I fluctuate on the. I look at the ones that go up a little bit because offensive linemen, defensive linemen, you know, they're in a range that you need them to be in. But you know, it's the guys, the young guys, man. As you watch them bulk up and they go up 5-10 pounds, the linebackers. I mean, certainly anything Micah Parsons does physically is going to jump off the page at you. The guy's a freshman, true. Hasn't even really aged to graduate high school, and he's 6'3", 241 or whatever listed on the roster. So, you know, the linebackers are what I'm paying attention to because they've, you know, I mean, I've mentioned the secondary and the secondary. We know that. But the linebackers really, I mean, the pressure's going to be on them in the middle of that defense to see what they can do and hold up physically because linebackers are asked, I mean, how many times they have shoulder tears or, you know, they're asked to – shield off a block and then also bring down a ball carrier or at least begin the process of wrapping up a ball carrier with one arm, with one shoulder. Those guys have got to be just elite strong to be elite defenders.
And every down pounding in all kinds of ways, there's traffic in front of you. You're asked to go cover a lot of ground, both in pursuit and in coverage. It's obviously a key position, and I think a lot of people, myself included, feel a little bit better knowing that Micah Parsons offers a heavy dose of upside there at linebacker. And to see him, obviously he's fit the bill physically so far.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what, if anything, the weight change for Connor McGovern meant. So he moved his weight up a little bit. I just wonder – You just get the feeling they're going to slide him to guard and put somebody else in at center, which is not an indictment of the job he did at center, but I just think that – you just wonder if they don't think that they have a better center candidate that – let me put this the right way – that Connor McGovern is their best guard candidate, so to get their best five on the field, they want to move him there and slide somebody else in at center. You just wonder if that's the case. I could be completely wrong about that, but it's just something that jumped off the page at me. Damian Barber's carrying the weight well. I think he has a chance to make an impact. Maybe not a huge impact, but certainly play a role in the defensive tackle depth this season. And the other one that really occurred to me was C.J. Thorpe. I mean, he may not end up being anything, but guys, he's going to look the part every step of the way. So he's another one to watch as well.
Yeah, I think what'd you say he weighed in at?
It was like 330
something.
He was down a little bit, but it was a reshaped amount of weight. You know, it was one of those things where he came in and he was a monster, but he needed to maybe lose a little weight or turn some of that into better weight. 6'3", 322 he's at right now. So he came in, I think, at right around 330. So he's down maybe about 8 to 10 pounds, but he is in good shape at this point in time.
Light as a feather now, 322.
That's right, yeah.
Shaka Toney jumps off at 224, too. He's still got him listed at defensive end. I love the speed rushers, you know, the ones that get around the corners and get around those big, slow offensive tackles that can beat them on the edge.
I'll tell you, James Franklin is doubling down on not needing to put a different label on him, not needing to make him 240 pounds. He likes what he brings to the table as is, and we'll see how it works out. It's Keystone Kickoff Show. This is Ask Greg, Ask Todd. We are taking your Penn State football questions. Nate from Mars, PA, he's going to lay it on pretty thick here for you, Greg. Hey, Greg, the GOATs, Pickle. The GOATs. I don't know what you're the greatest at.
Yeah.
But you're the greatest at something.
Something, yeah.
Who do you see getting more touches in the offensive backfield next year? Ricky Slade, Tommy Stevens, or Micah Parsons? I'm graduating this spring from Penn State, and your content has made walks to the business building for class bearable.
Well,
thanks, Casey.
Congrats on graduating. Or graduating, rather.
Congratulating.
That's right. Yeah, whatever that means. I mean, I guess Slade. I don't know. It's not going to be Parsons, so you can cross him off. So I don't I'm skeptical of Tommy Stevens' role, whether he's with Penn State or not. I don't know. I will be shocked. If he's with Penn State, let's say he is, I think he's more likely to have the tight end, if we talked about in another segment today. You know, I think he's more likely to have the pass-catching role as opposed to the carrying role. So
put a percentage on it. This is twice you've mentioned if. Yeah. A big if Tommy Stevens is there. Put a percentage on it.
50-50. How's that sound?
50-50. I think you just freaked out Nittany Nation is what you just did.
I could go either way. I don't know. It's honestly hard to say. There's part of me that thinks that he needs a perfect fit to leave, and that makes me shift it towards like 90-10. And then there's another part of me that knows or thinks that he knows and that other schools know that he can start for them as a quarterback, and that makes me shift the odds down a little bit. So I don't know. I'll call it 70-30 if I'm forced to make a projection. I think it's more like 99-1 that Ricky Slade's the guy that leads out of those three that leads the way in terms of number of carries.
Boy, I think you. I don't know. I'm betting Tommy Stevens in that race, assuming he's there.
Okay, yeah.
Because the way that Miles Sanders was used behind Saquon Barkley doesn't make me believe that Ricky Slade will automatically, even if he does burn his red shirt, will get more than 25, 30 touches. It's a different situation because you don't have Saquon Barkley
right
now.
Yeah.
And how you deploy your backup will change based on that. But I would put my money on Tommy Stevens, and I will warn you, I don't have a great deal of money. So
it's okay. I owe you a lot of coffee. I owe you a lot of coffee, yeah, we'll just put another one of those out there.
I think it's an easy call. I think it is Stevens, and I think he stays. I think he's been asked the question year after year after year, and he continues to answer it with, these are where all my friends are, and this is where I want to be, and this is where I want to go to school. Now, does that mean there's not a lot of recruiting going on? You know, the recruiting season isn't just for high school kids. It's also for kids that could transfer or go somewhere else as well. But I also think he's going to stay. I think he's going to get a lot of carries in mop-up duty also because, you know, the guy, you know, if we're talking about truly answering the question, right? I mean, how many carries is he going to get? He likes to run the ball when he's at quarterback. And so he's going to get some quarterback time, and he will run the ball.
And I think he's going to catch the ball, too. I think you've seen it in multiple ways. And if they're going to sell him on coming back, his role better be.
He may score some touchdowns. He may do a little short yardage running. I mean, this guy's a physical guy.
Real quick here. This came through Greg's Twitter feed. Which of Penn State's newest coaching hires will have the biggest overall impact? Coaching, recruiting, development, et cetera.
I'm going to go with Sider, I think, just because of the fact that you look at what he's going to be able to do recruiting. It should be pretty good. I'm going to go with him.
So don't know the redhead. That's the best question.
That's right. We haven't got there yet. There you go. That's perfect.
Next week, Alan, next week. Well, give Greg enough time. He'll come back and circle back to the young redhead, and it's not me. We're moving on. One more segment to go. Penn State Wrestling coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Shirley, Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes. I'd like to personally invite you to join us for a very special event. Coach James Franklin will be coming to Stocks Manor in Mechanicsburg on Thursday evening, March 15th. Come hear Coach Franklin speak about building a winning team and learn more about the work that Uplifting Athletes is doing for the rare disease community. There will be appetizers, drinks, and photo opportunities. Please go to upliftingathletes.org where you can register for tickets. We hope to see you there.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.